Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of people have been asking because there are people coming in from Arkansas. There are people coming in from Kenny Hargrove has a whole team of people coming in from Austin, Texas. There are people coming in actually from all over the country. We've had phone calls. We've had emails. We've had texts. And the most two questions people keep asking all the time is, this a full-service hotel? Can we get meals there? Because we're driving down or we're flying in. Absolutely. It's a full-service hotel. When the event is over, you can sit down. You can have a cup of coffee, cake. You could have a burger and chips. You could have a beer, nacho and chips. You could have a full meal at the end of the evening in the lounge. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic evening. And we've got a reduced rate of $89 for those people that want to and that are coming from out of town. They're looking for a place to stay. And that email went out yesterday to everybody. So if you were looking, just go and have a look for that. But this is Feedback Friday. This is Open Mic Morning. Remember, we don't just want to leave it to everybody else. If you're listening in on this call, you want to be one of those people that share. There are three reasons we share. Number one, it just increases everybody's sense of confidence and sense of certainty. When you're more confident, you want to speak with more people. When you're more confident, you speak with more people, you just have better results, you have a better time. And that way you get to share lots of other people's confidence, lots of other people's stories, and lots of other people's successes. The second reason is when people ask you a question, and they will, it's a great way to answer questions with when you can illustrate it, when you can bring it alive with stories. And why is that important? Well, the first reason is people like to listen to stories. It helps them understand the answer that you're giving them very, very easily, particularly you've got very fresh stories, you've got very relevant stories, and also they see themselves being able to do that as well. And the third reason, it's what leaders do. Leaders don't just leave it up to other people. Leaders lead by example. Freddie and Terrell in Minifield say all the time is, do as diamonds do. You know, Abraham Lincoln's famous for having said, he said, leaders lead by example. It's the only form, or he says, the best form of leadership. And that's why many of the people that are on this call, that are new brokers, consultants, directors, 10K directors, that are 20K executives, that are diamonds, they got their start in this call. So who wants to be the first person to share a story about Bozzy or Accelerate on Feedback Friday this morning?
Garrett, good morning. Jim Gilhouse.
Good morning, Mr. Jim Gilhouse. How are you doing this morning? How's your Marty?
We're doing great, my friend. As you know, Troy and I have been doing a lot of stuff around the industry with the radio show and everything. And one of the things that I wanted to say is thank you to you and Sylvia for putting what is a one-of-a-kind call together, because there's not another company in the industry or another team out there that I know of that's doing a call like this for people to get the power and the exposure and the excitement on a weekly basis to help them to build their business. So from the bottom of our hearts, man, thank you so much for everything you do.
Jim, we love your servant leadership, and you and Troy and you guys and Mark and Becca Ray, you guys are building a huge team out there with Matt, and you're expecting to have a big month here in June and July and going in through the end of the year, and big expectations also for 2010. And you always approach it as a servant leader. You know, you're building a business with your mom, and you're always focused on servant leadership. I know you love the quote in John Maxwell, which says that servant leaders are willing to give up so other people can get up. And I know that you've given up a lot so other people can get up, and that is coming back for you tenfold. So thank you very much for sharing on the call here this morning, Jim. So thank you very much. Who else wants to share this morning on the call?
Rich from Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Rich from Pittsburgh, sir. Good morning. Welcome on the call, and over to you to share.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I've been working for Frank Caligiuri, black belt guy I got in. And every morning I text to my group, my Bozzy group, did you take your Bozzy, or Ozzy takes his Bozzy, or whatever. Today the guy called me and he says, I need to get in. And we've been working on that for about 3.5 weeks. And just because of that text, he called me and says, you know something, I really need to get in. He says, you know, I didn't get a crash off it. And I said, no, you won't. I says, but you go 2 days without Bozzy, you got problems. Okay? And that's the truth. And you know something, Garrett and Sylvia, you are fantastic. You need two shots of Bozzy. You need two shots of Garrett and Sylvie in the morning, and you're ready to go.
Well, thank you. You're more than welcome. And, Rich, thank you very much. And I know, the Rich, that you're talking about, you've been out there pouring two shots for people, you know, pressing play on the DVD and watching that with many people. You have been pointing to the Red Book and reading the information to them, sharing with them that we have a success guide, we have a system for success, and that all they need to do is listen to CD number one so they understand that they're not going to have to do that on their own, that you're going to do it together. And I know that you've talked about being creative in your follow-up, being politely persistent in your follow-up, and that is one of the things that you teach all of your team is that, and I know that working with Glenn and Nancy Ann Turner, you guys talk about it all the time, that 5% of the process is in the follow-up, but 100% of the income or the opportunity going forward is in the follow-up, and that you focus people on doing that, that they set a follow-up and get back with those people, that you follow up by phone calls, and every method that you have at your disposal, that you follow up with people. So, Rich, thank you very much for sharing. And
yeah,
it's a great
example. One more thing, Garrett. We got two distributors also in West Virginia, Charleston.
Well, good.
And I'm going to be going down there in a couple weeks.
Well, and you can hear it. Everybody can hear right now. There's stuff happening all over the country.
And Gene and Dennis are great.
Everywhere around the United States. So congratulations, Rich, and thank you very much. Who else wants to share on the call here this morning who wants to share a story around Accelerator on Bozzy?
Hi, Garrett. It's Gina Flores.
Good morning, Gina Flores. Good. Well, over to you, Gina and George.
I just wanted to share a little something that happened last Saturday. Had an appointment with someone who I had actually been working on for over 9 months, finally set a date, and wonderful Dan Healy, or Thunder Dan, you know, he worked it out where he can come be with me. It was something we were looking forward to. Long story short, we got there and they canceled. And I got really discouraged, and I felt like I was losing my woo, and I was like, what's going on with me? And Dan kept trying to cheer me up. You know, he's always so positive, and, you know, so we went our separate ways, and he's all, come on, Belle, give me one more woo, and I was like, woo. And I got in my car, and I was like, what am I doing? I can't lose my woo. So I went to three different companies that were going out of business. On the third one, finally got to talk to somebody. I had my follow-up today with her, and I got back in my car, and I went, woo! I said, I'm not losing my woo.
And it's what you're giving a great example of, Gina, is that we're looking for people that are looking, who want to do something about it. Our job is to find them, not create them. God's job is to create them. Our job is to find them. It's a very frustrating process if we really believe that that our job is to create those people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we have to do. And you're going out there, and do they exist? In this economy, there are more people looking than there were more people looking this month than there were looking last month. There are more people looking with a greater sense of urgency, and our job is to just go out there and find them. So that is just a great illustration, just a great point, that it's not our job is not to create them. Our job is to find them, and you've got a great support team in Dan. So good morning. Thank you very much. And I'm glad to hear that you're woo.
It's actually
good morning. Well, remember, anyone, if you're listening to the call, the lines are open. Any sound that you can hear, we can also hear. It's very quiet right now, which is absolutely fantastic. But remember, any sound that you can hear, we can also hear as well. So who else wants to share on the call here this morning?
Hi, Garrett. It's Charles Porter.
Charles and Christy. Charles, you are more than welcome. We would love to hear from you. Over to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say how thankful that we are for two great friends that have helped us over the week. Doug is in town, and he went to San Diego with us and knocked it out of the park, and especially Big Dan Healy, just two favorite guys, and we just love the support, and just it's we're just thrilled to have them here, and they were here last night, and it's just awesome. So I just wanted to thank those guys from the bottom of my heart, and especially you two, and you and Sylvia. It's just, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
And Charles, what you're talking about is the support. It's that illustration of that point that we say there's eight people on your team, that people are working together with you. You know, Doug McGuinn is in in living rooms with you guys. Dan Healy is in living rooms with you guys. You guys are out there building the business. You guys are out there making it happen together. And that's the leadership that we're talking about here. That's the support that you're talking about here. That's the leverage that you're talking about here. That he's in to do an event in Arizona, I mean in California, this weekend. And then as you build up into it, you're doing presentations throughout the day, but it's leadership in the living room. It's support in action. So Charles and Christy, thank you very much for sharing. Who else wants to share? You can hear there's people from all over with different types of things. Who wants to share? Who else wants to share on the call here this morning?
Hey, Garrett, it's Troy. How you doing this morning?
Troy, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. It was very nice to speak with Mark and Becca Ray. Your team has grown by leaps and bounds. You're doing a fantastic job, sir, and you're well-known all over the industry. So over to you, my friend.
Hey, I just want to say something. I'm gonna jump on piggyback on what Jim had said, but I do so much investigation into scams and other companies in this industry that we have that I am so excited every Friday when I get on the call and I hear the authenticity and the transparency of individuals who are at every level in our company. Because when I hear people that have a little struggle, maybe lose their whoo, you know, and then get it back, it causes me to realize why I'm still here and why I'm building a new team over here at Bozzi. And I just want to, again, say thank you like Jim did for having this call, because each morning this is, I mean, totally transformed my attitude as I've moved into my day since I joined the team, and I just want to say thanks.
Well, Troy, and thank you. I mean, when you look at your decades of experience in the network marketing industry, as you always say, when there's an industry that has so much money surrounding it, unfortunately, like anything else, it can attract the wrong people. But we are blessed here at Accelerate. We are blessed here at Team and Spirit that we are creating a culture that we can be proud of, and that's a culture where Team and Spirit stands for inspiring others. We talk about inspiring leadership, leading by example, you know, offering support, offering encouragement. We understand that it's not always just a straight shot to success. But we have got a success guide, so the activities that are necessary are all laid out. But we're putting the support in there to help everybody to succeed. That's why we're seeing the successes that we are. And we tell people it's better to veer off track than it is to wander around aimlessly. How many people in this in the United States have already lost their who've already lost their joy de vivre, who've already lost their dream, who've already lost their vision for life? We have people in this company who have a big vision, a big goal, a big dream, and they're making it happen how? By helping other people. And it's about servant leadership. I know that, Troy, that you also love, you know, John Maxwell. You talk about John Maxwell all the time, and he says that encouragement is oxygen for the soul. I know it's something that you speak of all the time. And that's what this call's about. It's about being transparent. It's about being real. It's about having people listening on this call and saying, we don't know what you'll hear on this call. You know, we've been doing this call now for about a couple of years now, and this call every Friday, you don't know, it's open mic morning what people are going to share. It is a free-for-all format, but what it does is it lifts my soul up, like you were saying. I love the authenticity, I love the excitement, I love the realness of it, I love what people are creating, and I want to thank, you know, Troy Dooley and Jim Gilhouse for sharing on the call here this morning, because what they are doing is they understand what these calls can do. They understand that many times a transformational effect can take place. They understand that you never know when that piece of the puzzle is going to be dropped into place for you, and it's going to happen. You had Rich from Pittsburgh illustrate that he's been following up with one of his friends that he did a presentation with. He poured two shots. He pressed play on the DVD and watched it with them. He took out the red book and pointed to the presentation. He also shared with them the Success Guide CD number one. And he left a bottle with him, a red book, and a Power magazine with a DVD. And he was following up. And he was just persistent in that following up. And now after 3 weeks, that person goes, I'm in the business. you know, he talked about that polite persistence and his business is growing all over the place. You heard Gina Flores talk about that sometimes you lose your vision, you lose your dream. But what you can do is stay plugged into a system that's designed to support and encourage and help you. Hey, it's fantastic to have a dream and a little interruption to have no dream at all. Remember, it's better to veer off track than it is to wander around aimlessly. You know, Charles and Chrissy Porter talking about the fact that the leadership of this company is out in living rooms every night. They're out there building the business. They're linking arms. They're linking aims. And he gave the example of Doug McGuinn and Dan Healy. But you could appoint it anywhere in the company. Troy Doody's saying the same with decades of experience in network marketing, saying, I look around this industry. I analyze this industry. I am very connected to this industry, and I love the authenticity. I love the integrity. I love what this company stands for. I love team and spirit. I love the fact that we're willing to support, to be transparent, to be that next generation company that's open and out there to help people succeed, because we understand that that's what it's all about. So tomorrow, we have another call tomorrow to talk about transparency. We have another call tomorrow morning, which is our workshop-style call, which means you come to this call in the morning, tomorrow morning, and what you want to do is bring your notebook. It starts 1 hour later. It starts at 10 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Central Time. That call is tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Central Time, and what we want you to do is to be on that call. We're going to put together a game plan for June and July, because everybody wants to create their maximum rank advancement for themselves, but also for their team. How do you rank advance yourself? You help your team maximize their rank advancements. We're going to help you see a vision for the next 60 days and how important it is to be in Denver, Colorado, to see a vision for the next 60 days and how to help your team see that vision as well. How to create a plan and then be able to support that plan and bring it into reality both for your team and also for yourself, because this is a win-win business model where we link arms and we link aims and we do it tomorrow. That call starts at 10 a.m. We will do that call, then we'll open up the lines for questions, for answers, for insights. You many times hear 250K diamond share. You will hear 100K diamond share, 50K diamond share. It is a great call. It is a workshop-style call. And we stay on the line till everybody's got their questions answered, till everybody feels they have the plan, till everybody feels confident that not only do they have it, but they go out there and do it. So, again, thank you very much, Jim Gilhouse and Troy Dooley. Thank you very much, Rich from Pittsburgh and Rachel. Thank you very much, Gina and George. And I'm glad that your woo is back. Charles and Christy Porter, thank you very much. And more importantly, thank you to all of you who support these calls in the morning. And thank you to all of you who are team and spirit and are out there being the change that you want to see in the world. We love every single one of you. God bless you all. Have a fantastic Friday. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. And we look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. Cheers, everybody.
Have
God bless
you. Have a blessed day, Sylvia. We love you.
We love you, too.
You know, Jim, each morning is different, but Fridays, this Feedback Friday call really helps me as I move into my weekend, because I hear people at every level in our business and how they share from the heart. And it's like you said, I don't know another team, another company that does this type of call.
Well, and one of the things that you pointed out is the authenticity. You know, people can't fake that kind of enthusiasm week after week after week. And the neatest thing about it is that you know, almost without exception, there's something new on this call above everything else. I mean, I know Garrett dedicates a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of focus preparing for the calls on a daily basis to make sure that he's got content that is specific to the message that he's focused on delivering. You know, on Friday morning, when you open up the mics and you turn on the flow of energy and the flow of enthusiasm and the flow of authenticity, man, you can't fake that. And that's where the real inspiration comes in my mind. It's like you're saying, you know, it just gives something to jumpstart your weekend and a reason to look forward to meeting new people literally each and every weekend, because with every new person you meet, you're listening for a way to help them and knowing that we've got the answer That's just so cool. And it doesn't matter what industry a person, you know, what company a person is representing. You know, if they're going into the weekend with that kind of a positive inspiration, just imagine what's possible.
Oh, you know, what? Just like the young lady on the call who said, you know, we went to the first place and there was a cancellation, and then instead of doing what the typical person does, which is cry in their spilt milk, you know, she goes out and she starts going to other businesses that she knows are going bankrupt. And on the third business, she finds somebody that's interested and got her whoo back. You know, that inspired me all over again, because I can share that story today. When I run across people who say, man, I just don't know if this is going to work, I can say, I know a young lady and just had her on the radio show this morning, and let me tell you what she did. Because you don't hear that. We hear so much hype, fake it till you make it. You see all these scammish type deals that are out there, and it's in every industry, so don't get me wrong. But when I can see that type of authenticity, and I can hear that passion in her voice and know that she's got the right attitude of never give up, and she's going to go out there and win, man, that can't just inspire me as somebody that's been in the industry. That's going to inspire people that are going through the exact same thing she's going through.
Well, you know, I've had the pleasure of meeting Gina and George Flores out in Vegas at one of our events, and I can tell you that they are two of the most genuine, humble, down-to-earth young people. You know, when I say young people, they're you know, in their late 20s, early 30s. So compared to me, they're young. You know, but the truth is they are so genuine, and they're literally putting their heart and soul into creating some walk-away success for their family. And, you know, that's what it's really all about. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps talking about this morning, because that's what it's really all about, man. It's about having the passion and the ability to do it for your family. But one of the neatest things, I had a conversation with a gentleman last night who's up in Virginia, and he's on his way to Michigan in the Coast Guard. And that conversation revolved around the fact that everybody from every walk of life, regardless of whether they're in the Coast Guard or, you know, they're out selling real estate or chiropractor or, you know, any walk of life, an attorney getting ready to go in to a courtroom and argue a case, to the guy getting out of bed in the morning thinking, my God, there's more month left than there is money. You know, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to have to go out and get a second job to, you know, make sure I've got everything I need for my family. Every one of us can use the kind of inspiration that this show provides on a daily basis, because it gives people faith, it gives people hope, and it shows people that there are other people out there that are willing to love others unconditionally and help them succeed. You know, you've mentioned many times when we've talked on the show and off the air as well about how you just don't see that in corporate America, Troy.
You don't, Jim. I've tried. You know, when I ran a network marketing company, I did my best to put that kind of experience into people's lives and to have that atmosphere. And it was even hard for me, because the majority of the rest of the officers in that company did not see life the way I did. And they were takers. They weren't givers. They didn't go out there and support the people. And this is a place where we can do that. It's a place where no matter what level of success a person has reached yet, you know, they are brought into the fold, and they are supported, and they are loved, and they are brought up in a way that they can then pass that on. And again, not everybody will do it. Jimmy, we've seen that. There's some people that just refuse to accept the fact that people can love them unconditionally, that people can be there for them to help them grow. And they make a conscious decision not to come along. There's others that are just the opposite of we are. They're the takers that are out there. I responded to a blog post last night on a blog where a guy said, if you're not an alpha leader, you'll never succeed. And I calmly wrote back and showed him some stats and said, you know, the majority of the leaders in network marketing are more beta-oriented. As a matter of fact, 87% of them are females. So I disagree with your philosophy, you know, unless you can explain it a little bit more in depth. and I know where he was coming from because he's been mentored by someone who is a dogmatic leader of the pack, you know, go out there and do it, doesn't love on anybody. He'll tell you, hey, if they don't reach up to me, they're out the door. And, you know, I've shared with you that sometimes I have that weakness and I have to work on it. So I just love being able to be here and be transparent and be authentic and know that my team will see that in me. And they may, I'm going to make mistakes, but at least they'll forgive me because I'm open and honest about it. I'm not trying to hide the fact that, man, I don't have all the answers.
You know, Troy, that's one of the things I admire about you, quite honestly, is the fact that a person never has to guess where they're coming from or where they stand, rather, with you. You definitely do not lack candor. And, you know, we've talked about this on many occasions. And, you know, I just thank the good Lord for all the people that he's put in my life that have served as a mentor in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, the truth of the matter is my students, my children, everybody that I encounter on a daily basis serves as a mentor to me in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can all take that philosophy, and we can all make the conscious decision to grow from our experiences, or we can find niches in people's armor and, you know, exclusively go looking for the niche in someone's armor and try and find a way, excuse me, to penetrate that armor and an excuse not to believe in what they're saying. Folks, as God is my witness, this call that we do every Friday is designed to empower people, to teach people to take the step, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway, and open up in front of other people. Because a lot of people will get their first experience in public speaking on an open mic call like this, where you can actually get out there and talk without having to look out across an audience of literally hundreds of people, if not more, and be mortified. Because I read once that the second greatest fear of mankind, second only to dying, is the fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have been blessed by the good Lord to be able to do this second nature. And I can tell you, it didn't come second nature. I wasn't born with this ability. I know Troy wasn't born with this ability. It's an ability that's been cultivated over time. It's something that grows from leadership, and the more that you engage in the activity, the better you get at it. Because I'd be willing to bet you that anybody who's honest with themselves will tell you that the first time they ever got up in front of a crowd of more than one person, they were mortified.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just so much fun, the better that you get at it, that it's not even funny.
Boy, I can attest to that. And right on that note, because I'm going to segue into this, we're going to have a lady tonight on Aces Radio Live, Mrs. Sue Seward, that you talk about a young lady that has learned to speak in public and learned to mentor and equip and help others. Not just learn how to build their business, but to overcome their fears, to overcome their anxieties. It's her. She is dynamic. I want everybody to be on that call tonight. You can go to Aces Radio Live. It's from 5 to 6 Central Standard Time. Or if you've got a pen and paper, you can call into the show at 347-843-4270. Again, that's 347-843-4270. Because it's exactly like Jim said, I can remember the sweat dripping down my neck and running down my back the very first time I had to get up in front of the room and share. And now it's one of the greatest things that I look forward to, Jim, is to sharing with other people. Not because I'm at the front of the room, it's still kind of intimidating, but it's because I know there's going to be one person out there that's going to get a nut of something that I'm going to share, because all I'm doing is taking what I've learned from mentors and passing it on to the next generation of leaders.
You know, and you just touched on something that is absolutely paramount that people understand. When you're talking to a group of people, your mission may be to connect with one of those people. Now, one of the most powerful quotes that I ever heard was, all things happen on God's time, not on ours.
Yep.
And, you know, the Lord puts some people in our lives for a lifetime and some people in our lives for a season. It's not up to us to determine which. Just be real, be authentic, and let it sort itself out in the process. Folks, I hope you guys have an absolutely blessed day today. I hope you have the time to join us this evening on Aces Radio Live. Have a fantastic week. Troy,
get out of here, buddy.
Bye-bye.